The Hard Shoulder on News Talk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
32 minutes past five, the Hard Shoulder with Mark Hagney. And say good afternoon, well I will, and you should too, to our consumer champion, because she's always here to save us a few bob. And let's face it, it's better off in our pockets than it is in anybody else's. Sinead Ryan. Afternoon, Shane. How are you?
Good evening, Mark. Nice to hear you back on the radio.
Well, thank you very much. Now, as people who listen regularly know, every Monday you're here in the Consumer Corner with advice, but also, I suppose, most of all, saving people money. And given that education is top of the bill today, student grants this week would be very important. So that's what you're going to talk about. So has the COVID-19 impacted the expectations, say, for example, for Susie?
Well, I think it will, Mark, because you're going to find a lot of families maybe who had been planning on sending a student to college this year who in normal years would be well able to afford it, you know, capable of paying the student contribution or maybe, student accommodation fees. Well, now find themselves really strapped for cash. Maybe they've lost their own job or whatever. So I think there'll be a lot more applications to SUSE, which is the state's grant scheme for this, than there have been up to now. And there may be people then who are a little bit confused about how it works and whether or not they're eligible. And I suppose the important thing I like to tell people about SUSE is that unlike other grant systems in the country, which are very much all means tested, as is this, but they tend to be very strictly means tested, you know, so you have to be on maybe social protection benefits to qualify. SUSE is different. You can actually earn quite a hefty household income and still qualify for some form of grant. So it is worth applying. For sure. The worst that's going to happen is you'll be told you're not eligible. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't go for it.
Well, I think a lot of people who would, you know, who financially are, you know, reasonably comfortable wouldn't have thought that they would ever have qualified for that. So when you say a healthy income would still allow you to apply, what are we talking about here? Are we talking around 50,000 or less?
Up to 60, actually, indeed. Now, it depends on a number of factors. So there's two types of grants available. The first is the student contribution, which is the €3,000 that people pay. I'm going to say the word fees, even though we're not supposed to call it fees, but that's what they are for most people. So you're entitled to either a grant to pay half or all of that. And then there's a separate grant called the maintenance grant. And that is really, it was set up initially to cater for people who have to live away from home or engage in a long commute. But in fact, you're still eligible for that under certain circumstances, even if you're living at home. So if you add that up and also you take into account the income that the family has, so that's the first means that you have to check. That can be quite generous. For each other child that's in third level education, there's an extra allowance added on. So in fact, it is quite generous. So for somebody that has maybe four or five other dependent children at home, they could still earn as a family 60,000 and qualify for some form of that grant.
Would you want to have?
It's not an all or nothing grant.
Yeah, you'd want to have between four and seven children to qualify for that highest level, wouldn't you?
Exactly, yeah. But it starts out really, it's on a graded scale. It is kind of a fiddly thing. It's kind of complicated to look at it because there's all different kind of variables in it. But actually, I would say to people, don't let that worry you. I mean, unless you're kind of in the big league earners, don't let that worry you and give it a go. About 50% of students are on SUSE grants at the moment.
Right. So what are the criteria then, apart from financial? Are there any other marks that you have to hit or humps that you have to hoops that you have to jump through?
Well, the first thing that you have to do is decide what category of applicant you are. There are three of them, but most fall into what's called the dependent category. In other words, these are the typical students living at home under 23, dependent on their parents. But there are people who can also qualify if they're independent, so they're living away from home, say in a rented accommodation, or mature dependent, which are the over 23s, but they're going to third level for the first time. So there's lots of people that can get this that may not realise that they can. And so the first thing you'll be asked for is what class of dependent you are. And the second thing you'll be asked for is your family circumstances, your PPS number and the household income. Now, I would say, Mark, the key thing here, because I get lots of mammies on to me around this time of year to say, I'm applying for the grant and I don't know what to do. It's not the mammy or the daddy who applies for the grant. It's the student. Like it or lump it, they are 18 now. They are an adult. So they apply in their own name. But you will be expected to provide some backup in terms of the financial documentation. Now, listen, you can just go on the system, susie.ie, and apply. And you can line up your ducks then, kind of while you're waiting. And that would include things like the P60, or this is of your parents, the P60 and maybe a set of accounts if they're self-employed, and then some information about yourself. You do not need your Leaving Cert results, and you do not need to know what college you're going to. So you can apply for all of this before any of that happens in September.
Okay, what about the student's own income? I mean, a lot of these would be, 18, 19 and or thereabouts would have part-time jobs. Is that income taken into consideration when they're being assessed for the grant?
Well, technically it is, but, the assumption is that most students, if they're earning at all, are doing a low-paid, part-time, minimum wage job. And we know how many people have lost that during this COVID payment time. So, in fact, you could find some students who are earning, say, the pandemic payment, the €350 a week, or it's been reduced now, actually earning more being off work than in work, only because they fell into that kind of part-time, low-paid category. So they will be asked what income they are earning, and it may be just that at the moment that's a social welfare income. I wouldn't let that stop you, though, because I was onto the Susie people, because normally what they do is the means they use are the previous year's income, which in this case would be 2019. Now, of course, if everybody was earning money in 2019 and finances were fine, they're going to fall between two stools. So they have told me that, in fact, if your income was affected negatively due to COVID specifically, they will allow you put in your current income. So that's actually a good thing. You know, that allows more people to apply for it now.
Absolutely. So how and when, or particularly when should students apply? When's the closing date?
Okay, now, Susie will tell you that they should have applied.
That's the reason I asked that question. I thought the closing date was gone, actually.
Yeah, no, they operate too. And the people they want to get in quickly are the kind of this is a kind of early worm gets the early bird gets the worm type of a thing. So they have a priority date for new students, which was the 9th of July. But in fact, they will take applications to this right up through September and in some cases even later. It just means that they won't get seen kind of very, very quickly. So they'll be kind of put to the end of the pile. But all of this should really be sorted before students go back to college. And of course, we don't have a firm date on that yet. But because the payment is not made to the student, it's made to the college directly. When you go through the CAO system and you're eligible for Susie, what happens is Susie simply pay the university the €3,000 or the €1,500 or whatever you've qualified for. So the student really, once they've applied, doesn't have to do anything. They can just kick their heels and wait to see what they get on their CAO.
Okay, a couple of quick questions. I don't know whether you, it's a bit unfair to throw them at you, but I will anyway, and accepting the fact that you're
never
not
stop diving, so I'm sure it won't stop you.
I will be going to college age 23. I get disability allowance. Will I be able to claim Susie Grant? I live with both my parents who earn over 60,000 a year.
Okay, well, I'm going to say yes and no. Yes, you can earn it if you're over 23, as long as you're going to third level for the first time. In other words, what you sometimes get are people doing masters trying to get it, and that they won't qualify. Now, if you're they're called mature dependent. so you are living at home, but you're going for the first time over 23, the answer is you could potentially do it. Now, if your parents are earning over 60,000, that might well kick you out of that because they would be considered to have enough means. However, the rules are different for the mature dependent, and I don't know the figure. So if you go on to Susie.ie, they have really good videos that talk you through the process, and they have an eligibility reckoner. So you can throw in like basic details and they'll kick back at you and say, yeah, it's worth applying or no, it's not.
Well, what's the worst that can happen? Here's one for you.
Exactly.
I've been approved, Susie Grant, for my first choice college, but will not know which college I'll be attending until the CAO results. Is it possible to amend the college if I don't get my first choice for Grant on Susie application?
Yes, you don't have to do that at all. It doesn't matter. So they'll work off, presumably you've applied through the CAO. So the Susie and the CAO people do talk to each other. It's two government departments working together there. And they will simply pay whatever university you accept. Now, the only time it won't be payable is if it's not one of the approved colleges and universities. Now, 90% of them are. But Susie will only pay grants part-time courses that are academically approved, so they have to be about 2 years in course. So they're not paying for kind of certificates and things like that.
Okay.
So
right.
So I don't know whatever that person has put down on their CAO, but they shouldn't worry about where they're going.
Right.
Susie will pick that up.
Okay. What about students who are getting the PUP? Are they going to be included in the means test? Yes, it will, but whether it will mitigate against you is highly unlikely. That fair enough?
Exactly. You won't know about that exactly. And it depends on the overall income. Susie will look for the household income as their means. And it really just depends on the sums, how all that adds up.
Right. I have children going to third level this year. I have three children. Is it one or three applications?
Ouch. Well, it is three applications because it's done under the student's PPS number.
Yeah.
But what you're going to end up doing is filling out the same information on all three. And the reason for that is because actually that'll work in favour because each the thresholds that are there, say the threshold is €50,000, you're entitled to add an extra €4,830 for each extra child in college. So, in fact, that person, that family could earn quite a lot. And so Susie takes into account the fact that you're going through a horrendously expensive time and they allow you add-on thresholds for that.
Sinead, thank you very much indeed. We'll leave it at that, but it's obviously something that you're covering in your journalism this week. If people want to read more detail, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, I'll be covering it over the next couple of weeks in my Irish Independent column, which is out on a Saturday, or in the Herald on a Monday.
Okay, Sinead Ryan. A pleasure, as always. I was hoping to see you in person, but sure, I suppose I'll have to leave that for another day. It's something to look forward to at any rate. Cheers. Sorry, excuse me, Sinead. It's 4:15. Just before we go any further, loads of response on the schools reopening. My kids have been seeing their friends for weeks now, so what difference does it make letting them back into school? Keep the windows open, utilise every single space available, encourage social distancing during classes and let the kids get back to normal. Amazing, they can magic money up for schools, but little done to protect hospital staff who are in the front line, says David. The Department of Education would want to ring up our local summer camp. This week, my 4-year-old and 6-year-old are at their primary school for a week's camp for 100 children. This is being taught by teachers. How are they able to operate this for a week? And yet we are still talking about not being able to go back to school in a month's time. Surely schools have been planning this, knowing that they were going to need classroom organisation and stocking up on masks, wipes and sprays, etc. They are not starting from scratch. The maths on numbers in classrooms, etc. was always going to have to be worked out. At worst, it may be easier than they thought, says Pip. Okay, it's News Talk, Mark Cagney, and the text number is 53106. If you've got something to contribute to this, it'll cost you 30 cents. Gavin McLaughlin and the Business News on the way after this.